This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and my sisters, can I have your attention please? For only 5 minutes of your precious time. Can I have 5 minutes of your precious time please? I don't want anything else. Please guys, I want 5 minutes. Nothing more than that. If you guys could give me 5 minutes, that would make my heat. It's better than getting money, inshallah ta'ala, than you guys giving me your time, inshallah. I just want 5 minutes. Guys, don't be shy at the back, inshallah ta'ala, I don't bite. I just want a couple of minutes of your time. Hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, that will be a reminder that we all learn from, inshallah ta'ala. My brothers and my sisters, the important message that I want to give to every single one of you guys. You know, my brothers, when I was driving here from Leicester, I became really, really sad. The reason why I became really sad was this blessed month is about to get away. And I don't think any of us, my brothers and my sisters, can say with hands on heart that we benefited fully from our times. Maybe we let this Ramadan get away. We didn't benefit from it as much as we could have. My brothers and my sisters, a building can be destroyed quicker than it can be built. I'll repeat that again. A building can be destroyed quicker than it can be built. My brothers and my sisters, we prayed. We fasted, we made dua, we tried so hard in this month. My brothers and my sisters, wallahi, by the name of the Lord of the Kaaba, we can destroy that in maybe 5 minutes today. Ali ibn Abi Talib, my brothers and my sisters, the great companion, the caliphate, after Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, there was Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He would come out on this night and he would call out. My brothers and my sisters, imagine Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was standing right here. This is the cousin of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine he was standing right here and he was looking towards you. And he started uttering these statements. How would you feel, my brothers and my sisters? Ali ibn Abi Talib, my brothers and my sisters, would come out on this night and he would shout out, Ya layta shi'ri, hal min maqboolin fa nuhanni. Is there anybody whose Ramadan has been accepted so we can pay our congratulations to him? And then he would say, my brothers and my sisters, هَلْ مِنْ مَحْرُومٍ فَنُعَزِّيهِ. Is there anybody who has had his Ramadan rejected so we can pay our ta'ziyah to him? We can pay our condolences to him. When somebody passes away, we visit their family, right? We try to comfort them. We try to be there for them. We try to make them feel better. Ali ibn Abi Talib, my brothers and my sisters, he wanted to pay his condolences to the person who wasted his Ramadan. My brothers and my sisters, it's this night that we have some sort of idea what happened to our Ramadan. Whether it went towards a positive direction or whether it went towards a negative direction. You can judge, my brothers and my sisters. My brothers and my sisters, the great scholar Ibn Rajab, Rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Eid isn't that we wear new clothes. That's not the real Eid. The real Eid, my brothers and my sisters, is the one whose acts of obedience is increased. And then he said, the real Eid isn't the one who beautified himself with nice fancy clothes or flashy cars. Do we not see this today? We find flashy cars going everywhere. He said to you, that's not the Eid. The real Eid, my brothers and my sisters, is the one whose sins were forgiven. My brothers and my sisters, every single year I hear about somebody who's died on this night, maybe with alcohol in his mouth, maybe he was smoking weed, maybe he was blasting music. On this night, my brothers and my sisters, every single year I hear about somebody like that. My brothers and my sisters, we all know what happened last year. Grenfell Tower, Finsbury Park, the incidents that took place just before the end of Ramadan. Do you think they had a reminder before they passed away? Do you think all of these individuals throughout the past years on the day of Eid, when they died with alcohol in their mouths, when they died maybe smoking weed, maybe they died, he was with his girlfriend, or he was in a club. Wallahi, my brothers and my sisters, every single year I hear about something like that. So my brothers and my sisters, I ask you, what guarantee do you have that the angel of death is not going to come to you tonight? What guarantee do you have that the angel of death is not going to be coming to you tomorrow? Instead of us begging Allah Azza wa Jal to accept our Ramadan, some of us, we are planning on the days of Laylatul Qadr, the odd nights, which girl we're going to be sleeping with, which hotel we're going to be booking, which car we're going to be renting. My brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about the death that is going to come to you, baghtatan, which means unexpectedly. The angel of death is not going to send you a Snapchat. The angel of death, my brothers and my sisters, you're not going to get a Snapchat. You're not going to get a WhatsApp message. You're not going to get a message on Facebook telling you that you're about to pass away. Wallahi, my brothers and my sisters, this is going to come to you unexpectedly. Do not destroy your Ramadan. Do not destroy your Ramadan. That guy who's revving his car, wallahi, it's not a fancy dress party or a fancy car party, whatever you want to call it. And this is not the Eid. And the scholars before told us that the Eid is not the one who comes with flashy cars. So you can flash your cars all you want, because at the end of the day, that which matters, my brothers and my sisters, on this day, that we get forgiven. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to continue these good deeds that we were doing in the month of Ramadan. So my brothers, there is still some time. There is still some time to go home and beg Allah Azza wa Jal to accept your Ramadan from you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't make this a Ramadan where you come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and Ramadan 2019 has gone down the drain because of something that we done on the day of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us in the Quran, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَدَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثَ. Don't be like the lady who kept on knitting. She was knitting, she was tailoring. And what did she do? After all of her hard work, she ended up ripping it apart. That which she was knitting, she was working very hard with, in tailoring and putting together. Right at the end, after many hours of hard work, she ended up just ripping it apart. So don't be like that, my brothers and my sisters. You know, I just spoke to one of the aunties over here, and I'm going to mention what she just told me, guys. Wallahi, my brothers, I feel like crying right now. And the reason why I say that, the auntie came up to me and she said to me that she went through three different religions. She was a Sikh, she was a Hindu, then she spent 6 years of her life being a Christian. She came here today, my brothers and my sisters, and she kind of felt, maybe I wasted my time. My brothers and my sisters, wallahi, this is the kind of impression that we as Muslims have basically made to others. The auntie, my brothers and my sisters, she feels like she may have wasted her time. This is us Muslims who are meant to be setting an example. And this is how we have made somebody feel. When she saw all of these individuals over there, partying, shouting, playing music. My brothers and my sisters, what are we doing? We're meant to be setting the standards. We're meant to be one body, leading the way to that which is correct. And this is what we've done, my brothers and my sisters. Wallahi, my brothers and my sisters, I'll just reiterate the same thing that I said earlier. Death is not going to give you a reminder. Every single year, every single Eid, I hear about somebody who has passed away, maybe with alcohol in his mouth. Maybe he was blasting music. And the reminder is not going to come.
What did you want to do?
Huh? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira. Walhamdulillahi kathira. Wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila.
I've got Eid khutbah tomorrow, I can't do this.